Well, we're at the end of the week. Jacob Bunn, David Sears. This week, we don't have any college football.
Army-Navy tomorrow.
I stand corrected. We have Army-Navy tomorrow. Commander-in-Chief's trophy on the line.
It's already been won by Air Force. Air Force beat Navy, and they beat Army. So,
oh, this is not the Commander-in-Chief's trophy.
No.
Oh, but the Commander-in-Chief will be at the game.
He should be.
Who do you have? Army?
I like Navy. Navy. I think it's – this will be a more competitive game. I don't see this being as big a blowout as it has been the past few years. But I like Navy, that triple option attack. So give me the midshipmen and their goat or ram or whatever that thing is.
Should be interesting. Like I said, we don't really have any college football this weekend.
And then a week from tomorrow.
I think that qualifies.
A week from tomorrow, it begins.
Yes.
Bowls every day but Christmas Day.
Yes, it is.
Starting the 18th.
Really, every single day but Christmas Day. Wow. Yeah. Amazing. I'm looking forward to it. Should be interesting. And we'll have a bowl preview show.
Are we going to break down all 35 bowls?
We're going to break them down. Since it's the last college football you'll get for 8 months or so, we'll definitely try to do that. Well, not a whole lot going on. A couple of stories that I want to get into, one of which is, of course, the Heisman Trophy, and we'll get into that in a moment. Coaching search still going on in Florida, and I am hearing right now, I know the rumors were hot and heavy last night about John Gruden. Don't pay any attention to John Gruden. Right now I'm hearing Chris Peterson of Boise. What are you hearing?
I've been hearing that it is Dan Mullen. Barnhart was on Feinbaum earlier today, and he said he would be very shocked if it was not Dan Mullen. Mullen already understands the system. He already understands the recruiting in Florida, so I really like him there. I say the outside shot is Kyle Whittingham. Mm-hmm. He's already gotten success from Utah once. Whittingham's done pretty well at Utah. It would be a fun rivalry to renew between him and Saban next year in the Swamp.
Yes.
So I think Whittingham is an outside shot. So is Chris Peterson. I think they're going to try to go to a non-AQ school and get away from the Urban Meyer coaching tree. That's what I believe. I think Whittingham served on the staff for a little bit, but he wasn't.
So you say – you just contradict what you said a minute ago about Mullen. You say now they're not going to go back to the
now, yeah,
Urban coaching tree?
I don't think they will.
Right. I agree with
they
you.
Didn't, Foley didn't go with – anybody from the Spurrier hire. He went with Zook, and that turned out to be a big failure. And then right. He went with Meyer. So I think he's going to try to get away from Meyer, try to get away from Spurrier. Mullen's been the leader, supposedly, but I think he's going to go with either Peterson or Whittingham.
Other news.
The Bama staff's looking like it's going to be broken up with McElwain up for the OC job at Texas.
Yep.
Cinceri up for the job at Pitt, and Cignetti up for the job at Kent State. So we're starting to lose some of the coaching staff at Bama. We'll see if Malzahn leaves Auburn for either Arkansas, possibly if Petrino heads to Florida, or if he takes the job at Vanderbilt with the supposed $3 million figure being floated out there for him to be the head coach at
Nashville. Well, that was reported by the Tennessean last night.
And the commercial appeal.
I don't believe it. I do not believe that Vanderbilt has offered Gus Malzahn $3 million, and there are others in the media who have said the same thing, that there's no way Vanderbilt has offered Gus Malzahn $3 million. They may do that down the road, but as of this moment, it is starting to be disbelieved that that actually happened. With all due respect to the Tennessean and the commercial appeal, because I'm sure that they researched the matter quite heavily. Well, Kentucky quarterback Mike Hartline, and yes, he will be making an appearance here in Birmingham if you're in the area. BBVA Compass Bowl is coming up inevitably. But Kentucky quarterback Mike Hartline was arrested
for intoxication.
Well, and causing a neighborhood disturbance. Here's the deal, though. The interesting part to me was they caused a neighborhood disturbance, and his girlfriend helped him. They both assaulted somebody. You don't hear of that very often. The
family couple that beats together stays together, maybe? I don't know what that is.
I guess. But, man, so he will we'll wait and see whether he will make an appearance.
I think Joker Phillips will make sure he does not make an appearance. Joker Phillips seems like he is a very straight, narrow type of guy.
Well, until the Tennessee game. We'll see how the that was a tough loss. Kentucky fans taking that very, very tough.
Yes. But yeah. Other big football news, Hawaii officially joins the Mountain West in football, the Big West, and every other sport for their conference.
Right.
So we've got that today. And then, of course, that big individual stiff arm award.
Yeah.
From stiff arm pundit saying about 86 or 83% of the votes going to go towards one Cameron Newton.
It's going to be very close to the all-time record landslide proportions to Reggie Bush a couple of years ago, which, who obviously had to give up the trophies. I think that ought to tell you something, that these landslide victories usually get given back. But, no, Cam Newton is projected, like you said, in the 80s as far as percent right now. He had an interview yesterday with ESPN's Chris Fowler in which he said, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but something to the effect of he did no wrong. Did you get a chance to watch the interview?
I did, and his body language, he looks very uncomfortable during the entire interview. He doesn't really look at Chris a lot. He doesn't look at the camera a lot. I really think that it shows he's lying about mm-hmm. something. What is he lying about? I don't know. But I just don't feel that he was very forthright and honest with Chris Fowler.
Right.
And I'm thinking he's probably going to end up coming out saying that I did know, or something will come out in the wash. It's going to come out in the wash. Will it come out this year? I doubt it, because generally these
are talking about this calendar year.
Yeah, this the 2010 calendar year.
Right.
I doubt it, because these investigations take a while. So I'm going to say it probably will come out eventually, but it's going to take a while. Remember, it took Reggie Bush 5 years for all that stuff to hit.
It was a long and draining process for a lot of people associated with USC.
And the biggest thing is they're going to need somebody to roll from internally with Auburn. I don't see anybody from the Auburn staff rolling. It's going to be someone like the sociology department or somebody in the academic assistance area.
If people get desperate enough, brothers will turn against brothers. But he did have that interview yesterday and did say that he did nothing wrong, so there should be the air should be clear, right? I mean, there should be no media people who disbelieve him. However, there was a prominent media anchor personality last night who said point blank he did not believe Cam Newton.
Is his initials SVP?
I'm not going to go into what his initials are, but he
did. He used to work for the Golf Network with Megan Mullen.
Yes, could be. Could be a possibility, but this particular individual said he did not believe Cam Newton, and he also went on to say that he knows greater information than was shared on the air, and he is not a news breaker, but a news reporter. Let me go ahead and say I don't believe in the hard question answers that Cam Newton gave last night either. I mean, it was clear, like you said, his body language represented somebody who's not giving us the full story.
The answers seemed very rehearsed. I just do not believe he's been forthright with everyone. There's going to be something cracks. You can't continue to do this. The old Jim Dunaway saying that he loved to reference on Dunaway and Brown and now on the round table, PBP, pressure bursts pipes. And you keep cranking up the pressure, eventually the pipe's going to burst, and somebody will come out and say something.
Or has somebody already said something to the NCAA or someone, and we don't know it yet?
That would be really bad if they had said something to the NCAA and they still declared him eligible.
Right. Well, every national media personality, including myself and you, seem to indicate that this thing's not over. Now, they all know something that is not being said on the air, that they're just not comfortable with saying yet. Is that it? I mean, it's what we just talked about. He said he knew something. I mean, what's to say that? I mean, I think that it's very interesting that they're all saying this isn't over yet. Stay tuned. Will he have to give it up? Always reiterating the same questions we've been hearing, and there hasn't been anything else to come out yet. So one would have to draw the conclusion that they all know something.
I know for a fact that Auburn is going to play Oregon in the BCS National Championship game. The Tostitos BCS National Championship game.
Yeah, they will. And we could, you know, like last year, we could have predictions on who's going to win the Heisman. But that's a done deal. I mean, Cam Newton, we're not going to sit here and try
how
to
is
predict
ESPN going to make everyone stay for an hour and watch that whole thing?
It's a good question.
When everybody knows it's going to be Cam Newton.
I imagine, though, that they can find a way.
If only Cam Newton's father would show up, that would have made it so much better.
I mean, what they would have to do in that situation, you know, picture in picture, they would have to have a constant picture of his father. Everybody would want to see every facial expression, because boy, would that not be parsed over the next little while? So, who do you think comes in second? Is it LaMichael James? Kellen Moore, Andrew Luck.
I think
Mark Ingram.
Yeah, Mark Ingram, distant seventh.
Who did go to the, by the way, reported by Izzy Gould, he did fly to the New York to be a part of the ceremony. So,
I really like, I want to say Andrew Luck, second place. I think LaMichael James is good, but Luck just basically carried that Stanford team outside of one game where they were up 21-3, mm-hmm. and then it completely fell apart for them in
against
Outzen
the
Stadium.
Second best team in the country. So.
Yeah. So, I think Luck will be second. Moore will probably be fourth, and LaMichael third.
Yeah, I agree. I think LaMichael James comes in the last of all those mentioned. We will get back into guests. I know a lot of people have been commenting on the guests that we've had on. We will definitely do that in the next couple weeks. We want to get some national opinions about everything, including this Cam Newton mess, bowls, everything else. Tim Brando will hopefully be with us next week. We'll ask him about his thoughts on the BCS, but I don't know if he has any or not.
We'll see.
But it should be fun, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. For David Sears, my name is still Jacob Bunn. We will be back next week.